Obsession. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Bloggers are still obsessing over Judge Sonia Sotomayor's speeches where she talks about being a Latina. And now, the latest charge. That she didn't say it just once, but said it several times, that as a wise Latina woman, or as a wise woman, she might reach a better conclusion than a male judge. Identity politics, screams talk radio. Hey, what about all those years when every judge was a non-Latino white man? What about all those years when we assumed white male non-Latino judges would reach a better conclusion than a female judge? Wasn't that identity politics, too? From what I read, she may be Latina, but she speaks English so well she scolds anyone who would split an infinitive in her presence. And it also appears that the reason she talks about gender and ethnicity is not to wallow in identity politics, but just the opposite. As a smart, hardworking, caffeine-addicted, detail-oriented prosecutor, she would get annoyed that because she was female and Hispanic, she'd be automatically labeled as a liberal. Because, in fact, her actual judicial rulings tilt conservative. What is it that has her critics so obsessed? It can't be because they're racist, can it? No, of course not. It must be her financial statement. Did you see it? Her net worth totals a pathetic $780,000, and that's including her Greenwich Village condo. No stocks, no bonds, no mutual funds. They must be worried she wouldn't have sufficient empathy for the rich. And as we all know, if any group needs judicial empathy these days, it's them. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.